Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favorite Life, the process of there with your host and pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who are joining me today on Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraging your walk of faith, encouraging that there process. That favor life place, that favor life is favor with God and man, that type of favor that we see experienced by Abraham, and we also see experienced by David, where man came beside David in the cave of Adullam to help him accomplish God's divine purpose and plan. Whatever the purpose and plan is for your life, God will give you favor, and people will come along beside you to help you accomplish it in different stages or through the whole entire phase of your life. We also understand and know that God gives us favor for a lifetime. That favor is helps us to go forth and do all that God has for us and plans for us. That process place is that place of our making, where God prepares us for our tomorrow. He gets us ready by preparing us and allowing us to go through the things that try our faith, that stretch us, that make us, that prove us, refine us, and cause us to have faith that believes God in spite of what's going on and his word, and know that his word for our life will come to pass. And the faith that we have in him and his word will cause us to have genuine faith that is more precious than silver and gold, that faith that is able to endure and stand regardless of the situations that we face. That process is also the process we see that God makes us and shapes us. We don't want to become stiff-necked like Israel, but we want to be pliable to God. We want to be submitted unto him, humbled and aligned to him in obedience so that we receive all that he has for us as we walk through and we are made line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We also see that place of process in the life of Abraham. Abraham was made, and as he's being made and God is trying him and getting him ready for not just being a father, but a father of nations. And we see how God changes, allows him to be changed into the place where he's able to carry and handle all that God has for him for every generation, teaching every generation about what the word of God says and God's promises. The Bible also lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, then we, and believing in Jesus Christ, we receive the promises of Abraham. Our process place and our is also that place where we can see as Abraham, see what God says, see it in the spirit, see it and know that it is so because God says so, and believe God and watch God perform it in our lives. So we understand and know that God is doing something in our midst, doing something for us, in us, through us. And as we trust him, we're going to see the greatness of his power manifested in our lives. And this short time that we are together, I'm going to encourage you in the place of purpose and the place of vision. We spoke about this before, and we're going to speak about it some more in the beginning of this year, because I want to encourage you to not just make vows or say things that don't have life or have a wish list, so to speak, but have a vision for your life. And that vision means that you have to put into action some things that require you to move in those things and be diligent. Don't give up on them. Keep pressing. Keep doing them. If they're small things, do the small things. If they're large things, work on them. If you can't do it all at one time, chip on it until you are able to get that vision into the place where it needs to be so that God can be glorified in your life. Wanted to also encourage you in the fact that we want to look at the word of God, what it says to us about vision, what it says to us about a vision, and how God allows our gifts to make room for us. And when we have a vision, whatever that vision is that God has given to us, because we're allowing his plans the plans that he's given to us to be that which is constantly before us. We don't want to have plans that God is not blessing, God is not approving. We want plans that God is approving and he's blessed and it's part of his will for our life. Because when that happens, then he puts the power and the authority behind it to make that vision for our life come to pass. So we're going to look quickly at a scripture and then I'm just going to talk a little bit. Habakkuk 2 and 3, it says, "For the vision waits for its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come to pass. It will not delay." So I want to say that again. For the vision, for still, the vision waits for its appointed time. That vision for your life is for an appointed time. It's going to happen. In that appointed time process, God is getting you ready. He's teaching you. You're going through what needs to happen, what will happen in that process. And God will shape you and make you and get you ready, add people to your life, give you more information so that you are able to do it. It will hasten to the end. That means it's going to come. It's going to come and be the fulfillment of what fulfillment and the fullness of what God has said for your life. It won't fail. It won't lie. It will show up. And even though it's slow, wait on it. Sometimes it's slow because God is waiting on time to catch up to what he's getting ready to do, the set time for it to come. Jesus had to come in a set time. Couldn't come before that. He had to come in a set time. So sometimes it's the set time that God has for it to come to full manifestation. And we have to be in that process where we're growing and waiting on God, and it will not delay. It will be what it says because God has already spoken. One thing I like about the late Dr. Miles Monroe, as he was talking about vision, and he did say this, and the more that I read or hear one of his videos that says that about vision, I understand more and more why he said it. And he was talking about people who couldn't see, did not have the sight for vision. And he said, may the vision of your heart replace the limitations of your eyes. And sometimes our eyes cannot see it in the natural, because our natural eyes is for seeing, and vision flows and comes from the heart. It's a passion that you have that wakes you up in the middle of the night, that you think about throughout the day, that you're working on, and you're scribbling and you're writing constantly, and you get some more and you write and you jot more and more and more, because it is something that you're very passionate about, and you see it not with your natural eyes but with your heart. And you see that finished product. You see what it's going to be. You see the fulfillment of it. And so many times we can limit ourselves by trying to write a vision with natural eyes. And we need to write the vision from what God says and what God has shown us, knowing that that vision that he's shown us and that he's given us is going to come to pass, and it's by the Spirit. God is going to give it to us. We're going to write it down, but he's going to fulfill it spiritually for us as we're diligent, as we obey, as we align and do what he's telling us. And vision is for any area and every area of our lives. Sometimes we have limited vision. We only see it for one aspect. But we really need to have a vision for so many different things of our life, for our health, for our family, for our children, for our finances, for ministry, for our business, for the church, for a project that we want to do. There has to be a vision, especially if that project is something dealing with community outreach. We have to have a vision for that. And we have to sit down and we have to write that vision and make it plain. We want to make sure that it's the type of vision that when we write it out, no matter where we are, we're able to read it and run with it. We're able to take that vision and see that vision as frontless in our face so that we can make it come to pass. One thing you have to understand, vision is a source of hope in life, not only for you, but for those who are around you, those who see you, those who hear your vision, those who see you begin it or work on it, even those who will partake in it, it's a source of hope for them. Because when they hear your story, they're going to hear the hope and the life behind it. They're going to hear how God made a way. And God always gives a vision that is always so great that we have to depend on him to do it. And that's the one thing about it. God wants us to know that he gives that vision, but he doesn't want you to do it separate from him. He wants you to put him in it. Let him be the foundation of it. Let him be the one who's supplying and moving on your behalf. But you're the one that they see. They can't see the invisible God. but they can see you and hear your testimony and hear your faith and hear how you God brought you from one point to the next point. So you have to understand that God is at work doing some things with your vision, and he's also doing some work things with you so that he gets all the glory, honor, and praise. So we want to make sure that we allow vision to be that which God says, and that vision is the place where we allow the limitations that sometimes people can put on you to be broken off, that there's no limitations that we are allowing ourselves to be put under when we have a vision that God has given us and he's blessing the plans that we are putting before him. We're blessing the vision that we're putting before him. There's no limitation. God is able to do it, and we have to allow his timing, his will to be done. And we're in a season now, especially in this year, 2023, where God is promised to do some things because of the season and the timing of where we are at. He's promised clarity. He's promised understanding, wisdom, knowledge about some things. He's promised to move some things out of the way as we align spiritually so that we can hear from him and get understanding, get knowledge, get wisdom about decisions that we need to make and things that we need to do so that we don't continue to go around the same place over and over and over again. When there's a lack of vision, people perish. When there's a lack of vision, there's suffering because of that lack of vision, because the enemy is using that place of suffering to steal from you, steal time, steal energy, steal hope, steal dreams, steal movement. And so we don't want to allow him to steal from us. So we want to make sure that our plans are plans that are pleasing to God, that God is blessing, that it moves in the vision that he has for us, and that we're diligent and persistent in that place. Because when you have a vision, you have to have endurance and you have to be persistent. You cannot give up and let go, because you will hit places that will be hard. You will hit difficulties. You will be tried on that vision. And you have to know that God gave you that vision. He gave it to you to succeed, not to fail. He gave it to you so it can come to pass. And so the enemy's going to try you. Circumstances are going to try you, but you've got to hold on to what God says, trust him, and do the things that are required for that vision to come to pass, for that vision to be what God says. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. And when you have a vision, you have to be persistent. You have to fight for it. You have to move and not let go of it. You can't let someone or anyone just kill it. And even when you hit pitfalls, you have to, even if it means that you might delay something, it won't be denied. You have to keep pressing, and you'll let God open up a door, make a way that no one else can make. You'll see God show up and do the miraculous. You'll see him move and give you favor with people that you never thought, because they heard about your vision. They heard about what you're doing. They heard about what you're putting your hands to. And the Bible lets us understand and know that the works of our hands are blessed. So when we put our hand to vision, when we are diligent over that, the blessing has to come with it. That move of growth and increase has to come with it. That manifestation has to come with it. Understand that. We want there to be growth. We want there to be increase on our vision. Our gifts will make room for us and lead us before great men. We want God to allow the gifting of what he's given us in that vision to put us in a place where others will hear about what God has allowed us to have a vision to and trusted us to make sure that it comes to pass, that it manifests. And I believe that many people in this season are going in their lives and their for their family, whether it's their finance or their health, come to pass as they be persistent. And that's the thing. We sometimes start off well and we don't end well. And the Bible says that it's better is the end of a thing, the beginning thereof. So I don't want to start well and end wrong. I want to start well and I want the end to be greater than what I started, because I've been persistently growing, increasing, learning, changing, moving, doing what is necessary. So we want to make sure that in this season, in this time, that we do what we need to so that we can get the results that we need, and everything is going to produce what that vision needs, even if it's a continual process. Don't give up. Don't let go. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thacker. joining me for Favor Life, the process there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Be blessed. Know that you've been made more than a conqueror in Jesus' name.